Ano?
Good evening.
We will begin with the Shem Yehud, and then we will begin our study with Parashat Vayera. In the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, section 10, Pasuk 157. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Uthilu Uthilu Urchimu Vayakta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhinu am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. V'hashta defidcha da'alait yada v'gindi Yisrael v'galuta v'kalho idchini stalakyu mineya v'layachlin The mean da ulit da baka aval bezimna the yifkun Yisrael in galuta the mean kal ho dar gimi laim the mishre aleya kid kaya ot. The translation. But now this lower gate, which is called the tenth door, and the gate of righteousness, is unknown, because the children of Israel are in exile. As a result, all the gates are gone from it. Thus they are incapable of knowledge and conception. But when Israel shall return from exile, all the supernal grades will be destined to dwell upon this gate of righteousness, as should properly be. My commentary. This is hinting at the idea that there cannot be full Ruach HaKodesh while in exile. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, maybe there's not full Ruach HaKodesh, but we certainly do get direction and perceptions and revelations, I guess I could say. Moments.
Would anybody else like to comment?
Well, I was thinking that we can't attain that level until all of us are back in the land. Is that not true?
What they're teaching currently is that as soon as there is a majority of the Jewish people in the land, then all of these things will be able to be complete. We don't have to wait till everybody comes, that everybody is there. That's the current teaching which is associated with the idea that the Mishkan is a consciousness and not necessarily the human being.
I have a question. The Jewish people are to go out to the different nations and teach Torah, right? And so, with that said...
Malcolm, broke up. I'm not sure you said right. I'm not sure I heard what I'm supposed to agree to, so please start again.
Okay. Is it that the vote for the Jewish people to go out and bring the Torah to the 70 nations?
That's the purpose of the trial.
Okay.
That's Jewish people in every corner of the world.
Right. With that said, I'm thinking how would we know if they're all back from the exiles? So when the Jewish community moves on from a nation due to the dangers that are presented to them in that nation, and they leave that nation and go back to Jerusalem, you would think that once all these nations of Jewish people are not in these nations, is that the return to the reconnection, the holiness? Would that be a single for us in the nations to know that, hey, there is no one in the nation teaching the Torah? The Jewish people community is no longer visible in those nations. So that would that be a significant occurrence to know that that will bring the Mashiach to the nation of Israel and to the rest of the nations?
May I make a comment?
Please.
In 2004, when I began teaching at the synagogue, every one of my students were non-Jewish people from the community. And it was like that until the very last year that I taught, which I think was 2016. And we can't say that. And I always feel like it's by our ways, not so much. You know, it's not so much us going to them unless Hashem sends us. But thinking of Rabbi Akiva, what if you've all your life wondered how's the closest you can get to Hashem? Or like Rabbi Akiva when he said he couldn't understand what it meant to love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole mind. And then when they were murdering him, basically, you know. That's what he said, you know. Now I know what it is, because he was dying for Kiddushin of the Hayesis, he said, sanctification of Hashem's name. And that's about what, fifth level of heaven. But that's pretty close. So what if you're not, what if that's not your place to go to Israel? Maybe it's to die that way or go on living in another dimension, because you're not going to die in the way that we think of dying, you know. So I think there's a lot there to ponder. And having been to Israel and not wanting to leave and seeing, you know, over and over the same story, that we were to go back, and I just didn't understand it. But then later I did, because of what I was shown, you know, different things. So there's more than just a one-cut answer for everybody.
And you're touching on the answer for Malka's question as well. Because, and I'm making an assumption, and we all know we should never make an assumption. But I'm making a logical assumption from my understanding of the way I was taught and how I progressed in the study of Kabbalah. Who is a Jew? What is the Jew nation? The Orthodox tradition says a Jew is a person born from a Jewish mother or who's converted in an acceptable Orthodox manner. But that's not who Hashem thinks of as a Jew. Hashem thinks of as a Jew every soul that was at Mount Sinai, which includes every soul that was converted throughout the centuries. That you all were at Mount Sinai. You all received an additional soul at Mount Sinai that elevated the children of Israel from the level they were at to a greater desire to receive, whatever the word greater means. And all of these souls have been exiled. All of these souls have been sent to every corner of the world to act as a nation of priests, to be a light unto the other nations. But guess what? In the process of that happening, there's now a mixture in the Jewish nation, in the children of Israel, and that mixture is Erev Rav and the people who were at Mount Sinai. So who is running the modern state of Israel? A government. A government whose goal is to be a normal nation like every other nation. And we read yesterday Rabbi Cook's issues with that. The mindset behind the question is, anybody who says they're a Jew, they're a Jew. Anybody who says they go to a synagogue is Jewish. Anybody who will hear the call of Mashiach will return to the land of Israel. Except there's also a prophecy that the energy of the land of Israel will expand out and consume and become the whole world will be Israel. But what is the purpose of that? It means that every non-Jewish person will grow to be a child of Israel. But we're not talking about physical people, we're talking about levels of consciousness. With this explanation, does your questions change? My sense is it does. It did for me. So who will return to Israel? Those who go to Israel every day? Those who are in a level of consciousness where they can do their prayers by being in the land of Israel without taking their body there. Who is a child of Israel? One who opens the door between the physical and the spiritual. Someone who lives Torah. And by living Torah, the people around them are able to see more because there is more light, because they've revealed more light. Now that everything is as clear as mud, we go on to the last verse in this section.
You know, what you said about levels of consciousness, that's the whole thing.
Because that is in the whole thing.
Right. You know, whoever thinks they're a Jew, all of those things, but your level of consciousness is the most important. I know that before I got my degree, I taught 3 years because they needed a teacher and they asked me to come. And I said, okay, I'll come for a half a year. But then I want to finish my degree. I want to work on my degree and get it done because my children had finally all gotten into school. And I thought, well, that'll give me a chance to know whether or not I truly wanted to go into TV and working with Gulf States, which at the time was having to do with cooking, and I wanted to do a cooking class on TV. TV was just coming in, and I would have been in food preparation, dietitian type thing, or did I want to teach? And when I took that position, I ended up staying 2 years, winning all kind of honors, and I loved it, and so I knew that's what I needed. That's what I was going to do, you know, but that was where I was supposed to be. But until I got that degree, I couldn't get into the system. And see, the college was saying, come on and finish your degree. We need you here. But until I got that degree, even though I had taught for 3 years, had the experience, won honors, my picture was in the paper, and all kind of, you know, without going any further. But until I got that paper, in, let's say on the physical level, I was not considered a teacher. And so I think on the physical level, you know, that you really do need to seek conversion and do the physical things. But on the level of consciousness, you know, now I have a good picture because I live there. And so it's easy for me to get my consciousness at the wall or whatever, where I've been many times. So that really is the, you know, the secret. That's why I did the faith meal of Mashiach on the seventh night, because I took the consciousness that I was in Israel. And then I repeated it the eighth night, being here.
Well
and
said.
The same way, you know, with the Reform conversion, at that time they weren't going to a mikveh, and I insisted I had to get to a mikveh. Well, that was like going to the Ford place and say, I want a Chevrolet. They didn't know what to do with me. But I knew if I didn't get to a mikveh, it wouldn't be a valid conversion. And Hashem in time took care of all of that. But you've got to weigh the physical and you've got to weigh the level of consciousness. And so I'm glad you put it that way, because it's always been a hard way to explain to people.
It's very difficult to explain.
You know that they feel they're Jewish. You know, they've had a heart change, and the only thing that saddens me is I see that rabbis take them in real quick. They don't have very much knowledge, and they don't know all the mitzvot that they're missing, you know, that they're breaking, and I think they compare it to when they convert to different religious sects. You know, like I say, they go from Catholicism to becoming a Baptist, or vice versa, something like that. And it's not like that at all with Judaism. So, and I think the harder you have to work toward that goal, the more it means to you.
That is definitely true.
And y'all, I guess because of my age, I've experienced so much of everything. You know, I can tell you a story about everything. So I hope I didn't overdo again.
You didn't. Malka, did you get your answers?
Well, yes and no. I know that when...
That's the best answer ever, yes and no.
Okay. Okay.
You know you're searching through. Go ahead.
I know when the Jewish community leaves out a leaves from a nation, the darkness comes in, the light is taken, you know. And so that was my question, is like, because it's happened through biblical years, how they were exiled and they left, and darkness comes into that nation. To, you know, so I am just thrilled and also a little pray that Jewish communities stay in all nations, honestly, because I know that they bring the light. So when I hear that Jewish communities are being pushed out of the nations, I get a little concerned. I get a little apprehensive for that nation. My empathy goes out to that nation because I know what devastation is to follow, you know. Not all devastation, definitely not, but I know they have devastation there, you know, for the fact that they don't have a strong Jewish community. And that was my purpose of asking the question. So yes and no, I did get an answer.
But now that I more clearly understand the question, I'm going to spend a few more minutes. Throughout history, whenever a nation expelled the Jewish people had a place to go, another nation, another part of the world, another exile. But what happened to the nation that expelled them was darkness, as you said. Throughout history, the only time that a nation can rise to be an authority of the world is when they take control of the city of Jerusalem, so to speak. When they take control of the physical land of Israel. Whenever that happened, then that nation became the leading nation of the world. And whenever they can't handle it, because none of the other nations has the capacity, the desire to receive, to handle the energy that flows through Israel, they start to decline. In modern history, when England gave up that control of Israel, that was the end of the English Empire. The Ottoman Empire was before the English Empire. Whenever when it lost Israel, it lost its empire. It declined. We go back over and over again. Whenever Rome gave up the land of Israel, they declined. But essentially, no other nation can handle that energy flow. And that's what we're seeing happening. That's what we're seeing happening in the world, because we have this mixture that is called Jewish. There's the mixture of souls that are Arab Rav and mixture of souls that were at Sinai. So yes, but at the same time that that mixture is in the land of Israel, what's drawing the energy of the land of Israel to expand and become, make the world Israel, which is the preparation for Mashiach, is taking place because the nation of Israel is in exile and is spread throughout the world. And the desire to receive to be in Israel is what's expanding and drawing the energy of Israel to be the world. That's my opinion.
And that's a better answer for me. Thank you.
Verse 158. Uktein yid be'un b'nei alma ha'meta ila'a yakira ma'dela hawa yadin mikadmat b'na dikti v'naha alav ruach Hashem ruach ha'ma uvina ruach etza ugvura ruach be'at b'yirat Hashem kol ha'zeminin le'ash Yisrael al hay b'idcha tata'a zihu petach ha'ohel kol ha'zeminin le'ash Yisrael La'ashra'a al malka Mashiha begin lemeidan malma Dikti v'shafat v'tzayedek dalim v'gomer. The translation. Then people will have knowledge of the supernal wisdom, of which they previously knew nothing, as it is written. And the spirit of Hashem shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Hashem. In the future, all these shall rest upon this lower gate, which is the tenth door, namely Malchut, and they shall all rest upon King Mashiach to judge the world, as it is written, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. My commentary, as a student of Kabbalah, did you realize that all the Sephirot are being mentioned in this pasuk? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess that means complete holiness. And in this section of the teaching, giving us this insight on what it means to be complete.
The teachings of the Merkava, which is the teachings of the chariot, is how do you enter the gate of righteousness and climb the tree of life? Sephirah by Sephirah by Sephirah.
Right.
And that's what's being expressed, and that's what you picked up.
Well, there's a gift of Hashem that I picked these things up, because I am a very small-minded individual. But you guys expand my, by teaching Hashem's words, you expand my knowledge so greatly. And I appreciate that to all of you guys.
And each one of you add to this process.
I'm just glad I didn't turn you down because there was no room, you know, when you came to my class. But you really have blessed me. Okay, I'll have that. And you'll be sitting in the corner, you know.
Oh, my.
We have all come a long way together, and we'll continue. We only have 300 more years to go.
I know.
Okay. Well, I do have a quick question. Is knowledge not? Okay.
Yes. But it's also... the spirit of counsel and might is dealing with those two parts of Bina, two aspects of Bina. The Bina has three levels, and I always forget the words. There's Bina, which is understanding, and there's
Emunah and Bittachon.
No, it's Saba and Tivuna.
Oh, yeah. I ask you about Tivuna in time. I see it every once in a while, and I know it's on the right side wherever I see it, but I don't exactly know exactly about it. But I have seen it twice anyway since I asked you the question.
Yeah.
I thought maybe... Wisdom was Hokmah and Bina was understanding, and I thought counsel would have been Hesed and might would have been Gevurah.
Which it is, but it's also, that's the aspect of that, that's all part of Bina.
Mm-hmm.
The Bina gives birth to the right column and the left column. But it's you know, Hokmah and Bina are always unified, and that they're always unified with Keter. And that's what we struggle with, because it's not logical, it's not direct. We are out of time, but I think you found this section 10, to be very enlightening.
Yeah. And they've mentioned the code words enough that I think we'll know they're linked to Malchut.
Exactly. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Bye-bye. Shalom.